Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Money reaches second base with a double. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive towards first. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norwood moves to third. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Norwood tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Carew steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Ogilvy steals second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Norwood goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wolford moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and has Cubbage trapped. There's the throw to Molitor and over to Bando, who tags Cubbage for the out. Weiniger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Ogilvie reaches third base with a triple. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wolford hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Wilfong steals second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Yount fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Money moves to second. It's 5-2. Brewers. Greg Thayer now pitching. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Money steals third. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. Money scores. 2 outs. It's 6-2, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Sorensen covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Money strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norwood strikes out. 1 out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.